It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Good evening and welcome into Poseyville, Indiana, as we're at North Posey High School for Lady Vikings basketball here on your home for Vikings basketball, 98.9 WPIW. I'm Jordan Fisher. I'll be bringing you live action here tonight alongside Dave Hurdle, who is up here filling in for Dave Pierce as well, taking some pictures for Posey County. And we got a good one on hand here tonight as the number three team in 3A, the Washington Hatchets, come in at 8-2 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. And North Posey, they're trying to get back on the right foot after suffering a loss at Southridge by a score of 34-26. They're trying to get back in the win column and trying to get a big-time signature win here tonight against a very good Washington Hatchets ball club. So let's talk a little bit about these two teams, as these two teams have certainly been off to different starts of the year. North Posey, they've only played six games. They're 4-2, as I mentioned. They lost their season opener at Gibson Southern by a score of 57-53 before ripping off four straight wins at Wood Memorial, at Mount Vernon, and then two home games against Evansville Central and then home against Boonville before losing that game on the road on Tuesday night, again by a score of 34-26 against the Southridge Raiders. And that was certainly a bit of a difficult game for North Posey. They got out to a 9-0 lead, but then ended up finding themselves down late in the third quarter and really couldn't ever get back into the game. Alyssa Heath led the way for the Vikings with 9 points in that contest, but really nobody could get the offense going on either side of that game. Ava Montgomery did have 17 points for Southridge to lead all scorers. Of course, that was kind of to be expected, as she's one of the best area players for Southridge and throughout the entire southwest part of the state. But for the Washington Hatchets, they pose a similar threat because they're led by junior forward Katie Reed, who is averaging 18.2 points per game and 8.4 rebounds per game, looking like she could be a potential all-state selection as a junior on the season. They have now won six games in a row after picking up a victory at Heritage Hills on Monday, December 9th, by a score of 63-53. Reed in that game had a game-high 24 points, including being 5-6 from behind the three-point line. Shay Hawk was the other player that was in double figures for the Hatchets. She had 15 points, and she's really been playing well of late. She's in the starting lineup here tonight. She was a player that came off the bench earlier in the season, but really had a breakout game against Memorial with 22 points against the Tigers a couple weeks ago, and now she finds herself starting with the group of five for Washington that certainly is looking to make another deep run in the state tournament. Last year they fell short. They got to the regional, but they lost the eventual state champions and the Gibson Southern Titans. So that's a little bit about both these teams. We're going to step away for a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll go through the starting lineups and get ready to go for tip-off. You're listening to North Posey Lady Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to North Posey High School here as we're getting ready to go for Lady Vikings basketball here on this Thursday evening. Jordan Fisher alongside Dave Brunel here on site at North Posey, and it's a good one on hand, and a good opponent, a good test for the Lady Vikings. That's the number three team in 3A, the Washington Lady Hatchets, come in to face the North Posey Vikings. Again, the Hatchets 8-2 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. North Posey, they're off to a 4-2 start, and 2-2 in the conference. Let's go through the starting five. We'll start with the visiting Washington Hatchets. Tonight will be in their roguelike uniforms with their gold numerals, gold trim with the white trim of all those lettering and numerals. They'll go like this. There'll be three seniors and two juniors in this lineup. Number five, a senior guard, Kenneth Garland. She's averaging 8.8 points per game, shooting 43% from the field and 32% from beyond the arc. Aubrey Frank is the point guard for this offense. Number 10, a senior guard, averaging 4.5 assists per game and two steals to go along with that, while just over 6 points per contest as well for Frank. And then Olivia Gilley is the third senior in this lineup. She's a front court member with Gady Reed. The senior Gilley averaging 4 points and four rebounds per game on the season, shooting a healthy 47% from the field. As I mentioned, Gady Reed, she's a junior forward, averaging 18 points and 8 rebounds per game. Certainly going to be in the running for an All-State selection as a junior. She's coming off a huge performance in their last game at Heritage Hills, where she had 24 points, including 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. She's shooting 50% from the field, 76% from the free throw line, and 47% from beyond the arc, while also averaging 1.3 steals per game. So she is certainly a do-it-all type of player. That is number 42, Katie Reed, for Washington. And then the fifth member of this starting five, the third guard in this lineup, number 14, Shea Hawk. She's really come on here late. She's now averaging 8.7 points per game, shooting 47% from beyond the arc, 77% from the foul line, and 50% from the floor. She had 15 points in the last time out at Heritage Hills, and her breakout game was really against Memorial a couple weeks ago, when she had 22 points, including three made threes for the Hatchets in that contest. They are led by head coach Gretchen Miles, 17th season in Washington. She's 262 and 111 in her career with the Washington Hatchets. Last year, she led this Hatchets ball club to the regional championship game, in which they lost to the eventual state champions, the Gibson Southern Titans. But certainly, Gretchen Miles looking to lead her squad back deep into the tournament for this season. Quickly for the North Posey Vikings, we'll have about a minute before we get to the national anthem. They're making a change in their starting five. It'll be 5'4 junior guard Mallory Lewicks, joined by number 14 junior guard Addie Murphy, a 5'9 junior, as she makes her way into the starting five. She joins Ellie Johnson in the backcourt as well. Johnson averaging 7.2 points per game, 3.6 assists per game, and 3.0 steals per game as a junior. And finally, Alyssa Heath and Ella Weatherholt are the starting front court. Heath is averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds per game, while Ella Weatherholt is averaging 8.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. They're lowering the flag here, so we're getting ready to go for the national anthem. We'll come back after this break with tip-off of the Hatchets and the Lady Vikings. You're in your home for Vikings basketball at 8.9 WPIW.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Welcome back to North Posey High School as we're just a few minutes away from tip-off for Lady Vikings basketball here on 98.9 WPIW. I want to thank you for joining us here tonight, whether you're listening on the radio or online at NorthPoseyRadio.com. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm Jordan Fish. I'll be bringing the action here tonight as, again, it's a good matchup for the Vikings and a good test for the Vikings as the number three team in 3A, the Washington Hatchets, come in 8-2 on the season. And they're visiting the Vikings for a high athletic conference matchup as the Vikings are 4-2 on the year, 2-2 in conference play, and looking to get back in the win column after dropping their game on Tuesday night in a low-scoring affair at Southridge. It was a season-low in points for the Vikings, 26 points on the night. They started out to a 9-0, ended up being 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. The game was tied at halftime, and they just pulled away in the second half, again winning 34-26. Let's take a look deeper at both of these teams and look at the season averages for these two squads. And they both play similarly defensively. 44.8 points per game allowed for Washington, 42.5 points per game allowed for the Posey. Offensively, though, there is a little bit of a difference there. 54.8 points per game for the Hatchets on offense, 59.5 for the Posey. Of course, that's being dragged down a little bit by the 26-point game they just had at Southridge. But the little bit difference is the three-point shooting. Washington attempts about 16 three-pointers per game. They make them at a 35% clip. Whereas North Posey, they get some 11 three-pointers per game, only shooting about 27% from the other mark. So this could be a game that comes down to the three-point line. And if Washington outshoots North Posey by a wide margin, it might be tough for them to overcome. But certainly, North Posey's now trying to force some pressure, force some turnovers, and get out in transition and find ways to get in the paint. Could lead to a potential victory here tonight at home. We'll have to see how it goes. North Posey will be in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and trim. Also, the red lettering, of course, across the chest. as they're getting last-minute instructions from head coach Kevin Kolb, who's in his first season with the Vikings. 4-2 on the year is Coach Kolb, and he certainly seems to like the direction that this program is headed in his first season at the helm. Got a chance to talk to him on Monday, and a little bit of a shameless plug here. You'll be able to listen to on Mondays. We'll do a coach's show for North Posey Vikings basketball, both boys and girls, right here every Monday at about 5:30. We are underway as Washington wins the tip, as it'll be Aubrey Flint walking across the timeline. She'll get things started. The ball's hung in the right corner as Kenna Garland can't connect on the three-pointer. It's rebounded by Addie Murphy. And now here comes the Vikings. Edgar's going up right across the middle dial. As Washington going right to left, they beat the post in the right block. As looking to go to work, it's on the other hole, but she can't get it to go. And now quickly the other way, go to Hatchett. It's Aubrey Frank with it. She moves it to the right side of the floor. As she's standing high at the volleyball line extended. Now she throws it around the corner. As it is Shea Hawk with it. Ball swung around to the left side for Kenna Garland. Garland driving baseline, puts it up, puts it into two. Kenna Garland gets her first shot to go of, or excuse me, second shot to go of the night. Second shot of the night to go, is what I meant to say. As we're posing back on offense. Ella Weatherholt passing out to the right side before. They go to Ellie Johnson. Johnson driving baseline. Throws by her defender, draws some contact, no call. And coming up with the loose ball underneath is Addie Murphy, but she can't put it up and in. As the Vikings go empty on that trip. Quickly, they go to the Hatchets. Down the right corner, it goes for Shea Hawk. Back takes it to the top for Aubrey. Aubrey Frank drives in, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt now brings it across the timeline, kicks it to the left side for Johnson. Johnson hesitation dribble, drives baseline, loses it out of bounds, and they'll stay with the Vikings on the baseline. Again, the five for the Vikings, Lewis, Heath, Murphy, Weatherholt, and Johnson, as Addie Murphy makes her way into the starting five, replacing Jasmine Ward. Now Lewis triggers the inbound. She finds a cutting. Alyssa Heath and puts her in line. Alyssa Heath gets her first shot of the night to go. We'll see who the foul goes against. And that's going to go against Katie Reed. That's her first personal and the first team foul of this game. 2-2, a chance for Alyssa Heath to get more closer to Heath for the first time tonight. Her free throw is up, and it's off the back of the rim, rebounded by Katie Reed. Reed will bring it across the timeline. She pushes it off to the right side to Aubrey Frank. Frank working the dribble. Now she goes to the left side. Volleyball line extended. They're trying to set up a post-up opportunity for Katie Reed on the left block. They go to the top for Shea Hawk. Hawk now drives against Johnson, trying to get in the lane. Left-hand shot, called the contact. Does it go, but Shea Hawk will go to the foul line. It'll be a foul against Ward Posey. That's the first team foul and the first personal foul against Valerie Lewis, as the 5'4 junior commits the foul. And Shea Hawk steps behind, shooting 76.9% off the season, and she misses the front end of two free throws. She was 20-26 before that free throw line, or that free throw shot, so now she'll be 20-27 from the cherry stripe on the season. Second shot on the way with 6:16 to play here in this first quarter. It's up and it's good. 3-2 leads for the Washington Hatchets. Eddie Johnson gets the inbounds from Alyssa Heath. She'll walk it across the midcourt stripe, being guarded by Aubrey Frank. Frank almost gets a hand. Aubrey goes left side to Weatherholt. Weatherholt drives. Excuse me, that was Murphy. Goes back to the top of Weatherholt. Now goes right side to Eddie Johnson. Looking to with Weatherholt. Now Murphy drives. Back to the short corner on the right side for Weatherholt. Skip past the left side for Lewis. Lewis step back, thought about a three. Now goes to Alyssa Heath in the corner. Heath gets a screen from Lewis. Now to the top for Weatherholt. 5:45 to play in this first quarter. Now they keep Alyssa Heath on that right back. She's double team, kicks it back out. Ball swung around to the left side to Addie Murphy. Murphy drops it inside for Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes to work. Pass her left shoulder, and she puts it in for two. Weatherholt gives North Posey their first lead of the night at 4-3, 5:28 to play in this first quarter. Ball goes up top for Billy, now swung left side. Garland for three, and she puts it in. Kenna Garland knocks down her first 3 points. Here up to 6 for the Hatchets. The Hatchets regain the lead 6-4. Just over 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in this first quarter. Double drags near the top of Ellie Johnson. She spins back in the middle of the floor. Out top, Weatherholt for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Frank. Frank pushing the tempo as she's trying to get in transition for the Hatchets. She's cut off by Murphy. Now we'll set up the screen roll with Gilly. Olivia Gilly's pass, and she's not too old. Gilly is stolen by Weatherholt as Weatherholt pushes down the left side. Now her pass is thrown away by Aubrey Frank. Gilly with it in the backcourt. Now Frank comes back to receive it and must set up the offense. Frank moves it to the left side. Volleyball line extended. And she is being guarded by Addie Murphy. Ball goes into the right corner. Baldwin driving baseline cut off by Lewis. Now it goes back out to the right wing. Now to the top and lob it for Katie Reed. Katie Reed doubled by Ellie Johnson. And Ellie Johnson gets the jump ball. A heavy play by the junior guard, Ellie Johnson. She won that pass. And jump ball goes to the Vikings. 6-4 to play here. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Lee Johnson walks across the timeline, working the screen and roll with Weatherholt. She rejects it as she drives left. Now it goes outside for Murphy. Murphy trying to penetrate the middle. Now just to the top of Weatherholt. Back to Murphy on the left wing. They're looking for Alyssa Heath inside. They lob it over top. Heath catches. He puts it up. He can't get it to go. But it will be another foul against Washington. It's their second team foul. And we'll see who the foul goes on. It goes on Aubrey Frank as the senior guard picks up her first personal foul. Alyssa Heath gets a chance in the line once again. She missed her only free throw attempt earlier on that and one opportunity. Her first free throw here is nothing but nylon. 6-5 is the score. A chance to tie the game. If Alyssa Heath can convert here with 4:03 to play in this first quarter. Heath hits the ball and she'll take her dribble and fire it up. And she puts it in. 2-for-2 from the cherry stripe for Alyssa Heath. And it's 6-6. All tied up here with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Posey breaks up, 2-2-1 full court pressure. As the Hatchets break it, Shea Hawkins will go to the lane. Left hand layup is good. Quickly down the floor goes Shea Hawkins. She puts it in for 2 more points. She's up 3 points now. And it's a 2-point advantage for the Hatchets. Ellie Johnson being pressured by Frank out top. She cuts it back to the left side. Tries feeding the pass inside. And lost the handle of the ball. It's out of bounds for a photo. We got a substitution here for Washington. Ella Williams comes in as Olivia Gilly will exit. Williams averaging just 2 points and 3 rebounds per game on the season, but she's appeared in all 11 games for the Hatchets. Aubrey Frank will work against this 2-2-1 full court pressure. She blocks it forward to Shea Hawkins, immediately attacking the rim, and she puts it in for 2 more. Shea Hawkins, she's attacking the team lead. It's Hawkins Garland with all 10 so far for the Hatchets. 10-6, 3:24 to play in this first quarter as Ellie Johnson goes to the left side for Abby Murphy. She works the screen to roll that left wing. Good hesitation dribble from Murphy. She puts it up and puts it in. Murphy over the top of the outstretched from Katie Reed makes their 2-point fill once again. As Frank will walk it up, being guarded by Addie Murphy. She drops over, drives left in the middle of the floor. Garland finds himself wide open with the left wing number 3. 8 points early from Kendall Garland. She was right there at her season average. She came in at 8.8 points per game. And it's a 5-point advantage for the Hatchet. Stolen away by Katie Reed as Murphy threw it low whenever Alyssa Heath was looking for the lob pass. Hit past the right side. Shayhawk shot off the mark. Ball loose and recovered by Ella Williams. Williams' shot is no good. And Williams comes down with another rebound after the deflection. Hawk falls about a 3-point drive in. Right after the contact and one, Shea Hawkins goes back to the very first. And another 3-point opportunity to get more. So Ella Weatherholt picks up now her first personal second team foul. Jazz Ward also checked into the game as well as Kylie Bender. As it looks like Addie Murphy and Ella Weatherholt will get arrested. Shea Hawkins' free throw is up and it's good. And she is quickly up to 8 points in her own right. It's been Shea Hawk and it's been Kendall Garland for Washington Hatchet so far. Ball goes left side to Kylie Bender. She lobs in for Heath, but that's stolen away by Katie Reed. Reed brings it forward. Now she gets it over to Frank. Frank can move the floor into the right corner for Hawk as it was a little low pass. And the tough inside for Ella Williams, and she can't get it to go, but she sticks with it. And puts a third shot right in as it's the first Hatchet not named Garland or Hawk to score. 18-8. Washington to pull away with an 8-0 run here. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Ellie Johnson tries middle. Now she takes it to the left side. It goes to the corner for Bender. Bender looking to get down to Jazz Ward. Ward trying to drive in the middle of the way. Throws it back up to Johnson. It's tipped, but Johnson's able to recover it. Louie's now with the left side. She spins middle. Kicks it to the right corner. Alyssa Heath for 3. Too strong, and that's going to be a rebound underneath by Ella Williams. And then we have a whistle. I'm not sure what happened as far as the whistle goes. Looks like it was an official's timeout. As Olivia Gilley subs back in. Perhaps there was an injury. I was looking down my score sheet. We resume play. 1:35 to play. Shea Hawk breaks the pressure. Kicks it to the right corner for Reed. Reed's still looking to get her first shot attempted. Kicks it to the left corner for Garland. Reed gets it back on the left wing. Fires up a three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Olivia Gilley. She puts it in. Rebound back up and in for 2 points. And that's going to lead to a timeout for Real Cozy, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout for our own. 20-8, 120 to play here in this first quarter.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to North Posey High School. We're coming out of the North Posey Vikings timeout. It was a 30-second timeout. Their first of the five allotted. They'll have 1:30 and 3 fouls for Coach Kevin Culp. And it's a 10-0 run for the Washington Hatchets, where the lid has seemingly been on the bucket for the Vikings here to close out this first quarter. Looking for a little bit of a mini run here to close the quarter and see if they can cut it to single digit before the quarter break. Lewis has it left side. She moves it to the middle of the floor. Now they go to the corner for Jazz Ward. They're looking inside for Kylie Bender. Ward throws up a runner but can't get it to go. And it's rebounded by Katie Reed. It goes right side for Aubrey Frank as she crosses over to the right side. And through the contact, she ran over a couple of different defenders. Kelly Johnson picks up the personal foul, her first personal foul. Now Aubrey Frank steps in line. She's 8 of 8 on the foul line this season. It was a small sample size, but 100% is 100%. She stays that way as she completes the 4-point play to make it 23-8 here with a minute to go in the first quarter. Ellie Johnson races into the court, moves it to the left side. Now throws it to the right side for Lewis. Lewis crosses over, drives middle. Back to Johnson on the left side. Bad catch as it was a little bit of a low pass. Back to Lewis at the top. She drives right side. Now she's doubled. Looking to drop it inside for Kylie Bender. A foul underneath against the Washington Hatchets. It'll be their third team foul. And we'll see who they get on the foul. It looks like it's going to be Kenna Garland. It is Kenna Garland that picks up her first personal foul. So we base it out of bounds for the Vikings. As it's Lewis set to trigger the inbound. She rides back top, and that pass is off the mark. Stolen by my friend. She's looking for Kylie Bender, kind of trying to go all the way. She picks up the dribble, now picks it left corner for Trey Hawker. And she buries it. Trey Hawker with a big first quarter. She's up to 11 points now for the Hatchets. 24 seconds to play in this first quarter. It's 26-8 in favor of Washington. Just 16-0 run. Ball goes left side to Ellie Johnson. She's trying to drive down to the block. Out to Alyssa Heath in the left corner. Pass inside through the hands of Jazz Ward. It's stolen away by Washington. Katie Reed goes up quickly to Garland with 8 seconds on the clock. Garland puts up a floater. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Gilly. She can't put it in. Another opportunity. Can't get it to go. And then Jazz Ward and Kylie Bender both come down with the rebound. But that's how we end the first quarter of action. So after one quarter, it's Washington 26, the Vikings 8. You're listening to North Coast League Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to North Posey High School. As it's 26-8 after the first quarter, and there's a fresh five out there for North Posey at the moment. As it looks like Coach Kevin Cole is looking for an answer after a big 6-0 run to close the quarter. Gets it momentarily for the lineup. Aubrey Frank has it left side. She's looking to spring a little free. Now she gets it back on the right side. Off to the top of the on the left side. Through the corner for Shuckman. Kyra Shuckman in the game at first half of the year. Right 1-4, but the free throw line in and out. No good. Ball down. Rebounded by Ella Weatherhole. As it goes over to Abby Murphy. Along with Murphy and Weatherhole, the five out there are Caitlin Seibert, Isabel Hallam, and also number 410, Wilson, said a very useful squad for Coach Kevin Cole as the loose ball goes out of bounds off the Washington hatchet. So this is the point of discovery for Coach Cole and his Lady Vikings as it is a fresh five out there on the floor, and many of those being freshmen and sophomores that are usually playing at JV level. The Weatherholt attacks inside, can't get it to go. Offensive putback, no good. Addie Murphy tries to clean it up, but she can't get it to go. As it has been a cold shooting night so far for the Vikings. Allen goes out of bounds after Washington races up the floor. It's going to be Viking basketball. They trail at 26-8 with 7 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Addie Murphy leading the point as she gets over to the right side for Isabel Allen. Allen, the freshman, kicks over to the left side for Seibert. Seibert goes to the left corner for Murphy once again. And as Murphy puts it to the top of Weatherholt. Weatherholt dribbles it towards the right side, now picks it up, throws it back to the left side for Murphy. Murphy trying to penetrate the lane in the middle, crosses over the free throw line, moves the foot and moves the basketball. Washington picks it up, and Aubrey Plank is the one who's the first, going right down the middle of the floor. Dribbles off her leg, and goes over to Katie Reed. They go inside for Olivia Gilly, Gilly can't get it to go. Now here comes the Vikings, quickly up the way. Addie Murphy goes bounce past the length of the court to Ella Weatherholt, who snaps and shoots it as she gets Katie Reed off her feet, puts it on the two-point, and snaps the scoring run 16-0 in favor of Washington. It's now 26-10. Katie Reed attacks quickly, off the left-hand shot short, and it's rebounded by North Posey. Out to the left side, it goes for Seibert. Seibert back to the top for Murphy. Addie Murphy, she's kind of running the point guard right now. Puts it to the right side for Isabel Howell. Now goes to the top. This is Ella Weatherhole with it. She's trying to work one-on-one with Katie Reed. Now goes back to the top for Addie Murphy. Murphy being guarded by Aubrey Frank. And she picks up the dribble. She doubles. Loses the basketball and stolen away by Kenneth Garland. Garland trying to go coast to coast. And she does with two more points. And she now has 10 points on the night for Kenneth Garland. 48 points overall for the Hatchets. They lead it by 18 with 5:35 to play here in the first half. Cuts it to a 15-point deficit, 28-13, 5:22 to play here in this first half. It's Frankel walking across the timeline down the left side. He stops around the volleyball line, extended being guarded by Kylie Bender. Bender fights the screen of Katie Reed. It goes to the right side for Katie Reed on the post. Bender doubles down, gets the steal as Ellie Johnson pulls away from the basketball. She throws it up to Ellie. Then he puts it in for two. Kylie Bender guarding the ball once again. Being guarded is Aubrey Frank. She's coming to the left corner. Kenneth Garland for three. Too strong. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender trying to push the tempo. Throws it forward to Alyssa Heath. Heath puts it in for two. And now a timeout for Washington. A 30-second timeout as Coach Gretchen Miles leads the timeout. Down to 11-point lead for the Hatchets with 4:40 to play here in the first half. We'll step away for a timeout of our own. You're listening to Lady Vikings Basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
We're coming out of the Wash and Hatchets timeout as North Posey with a 7-0 run to cut the deficit. It's now 28-17, 4:35 to play as Aubrey Frank walks across the timeline being guarded by Kylie Bender as Frank's drive is called out back-to-back out by the volleyball line. They go into high post for Gilly. Bender doubles down, almost comes away with yet another steal, and now it goes right side for Frank. Frank getting a screen and roll with Gilly. Bender fights through it, but she's going to be called for a foul. As that'll be the first team foul against North Posey here in this second quarter. And that'll be her first personal foul. Kylie Bender averaging two steals per game. She's been playing some more minutes here the last couple weeks as she's found her way deeper into the rotation. Now guarding the opposing point guard, Aubrey Frank. Frank has it out. Top skips to the right side for Carlin. Somebody got a little shuffling of the feet. She goes to the right corner. Now goes top for Frank. Frank for three. Left it short. Rebound underneath by Weatherholt. Weatherholt looking to push the tempo. And that pass by Bender picked off as she was looking for Alyssa Heath inside. Frank leading the break. Trying to find Shea Hawk underneath. Hawk steps through. Left it short as it's rebounded once again by Bender. Bender quickly up the court to Alyssa Heath. She puts it in for 2 points. As Alyssa Heath is picking up here in the second quarter, it's now just a 9-point game. Aubrey Frank walks across the timeline on the left side, being guarded once again by Bender. She's looking for a screen from Olivia Gilly as Bender's starting to apply some pressure. Frank rejects the screen, left corner. Garland thought about a three, but gets it back to Bender on the left. It should be Frank on the left. But now she goes to the top for Shea Hawk. Hawk being guarded by Ellie Johnson. Hawk drives left, now gives it to Gilly. Gilly fumbles the pass, but they recover it. Into the corner, it goes to Frank. Skip pass right side for Garland. Garland drives baseline, puts up a floater, puts it in. 3 minutes to play here in this first half. As they quickly go their way, for a three from the right wing. Can't get it to go. Ball is loose, recovered by Weatherholt. Weatherholt drops it inside for Heath. Heath threw it over to contact, no call. She beats the official for a foul, but then gets a steal in the backcourt. Heath with that one to go, but she's fouled in the second attempt. So Alyssa Heath, despite looking at the official momentarily, tries to get to handle the basketball on the outlet pass to get the steal, and now she'll go to the line for a chance at 2 free throws and a chance to cut this back down to a single-digit deficit. Washington led after the first quarter 26-8. So far, it has been a 12-4 quarter as Alyssa Heath puts in the first free throw in favor of the Vikings here in the second quarter. A couple subs coming in as Mallory Lyrics and Jazz Ward check in, and then exiting are Addie Murphy and Ella Weatherholt. Alyssa Heath's second free throw is up, and it is good. 21-30 now as the Vikings get down to 9. As Aubrey Frank dealing with this 1-2-2-4 pressure, now it backs off as Kylie Bender is back to being the primary defender. She's isolated on the high right wing, over at the volleyball line extended. Frank dribbling with the ball, putting between her legs a couple times. Now she works to the right side, working a screen and roll to three. Goes behind her back, dribbles baseline, throws a skip pass, it goes off the bottom of the backboard, but it's recovered by Washington. Garland has it now on the left corner. Back to the top for Reed. Katie Reed for three. Too strong. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward will push the tempo down the right side. Throws it in to Alyssa Heath. Heath working against Reed. Heath's shot is short. And then going for the lead ball, Alyssa Heath gets tied up with Katie Reed. And that'll be a foul against Alyssa. It'll be the second team foul against North Posey. Her first personal. Yes, now a substitute comes in for Washington. Myron Schuckman checks back in as it looks like Kenna Garland will check back out. Ever since Garland hit those first few threes, she's really been a little bit more gun-shy when it comes to shooting the outside shot. And perhaps not feeling the rhythm. 1-2-2-4-4 pressure against the Hackett by the Vikings as Frank dealing with the pressure from Bender and Johnson. She crosses the tech. Second line, throws it right side for Shea Hawk. Hawk goes to a cutting Olivia Gilly at the top. Reed in the right corner for three left and short, and it's rebounded by Kylie Bender. Kylie Bender being pressured in the backcourt and trying to keep the pivot foot there, but sliding it after she picked up the dribble and was double teamed. Really couldn't find a teammate, so a turnover against the Vikings. Katie Reed is yet to score in this game, and there's a minute 53 to go in the first half, but Washington leads it 30-21. Aubrey Frank triggering the inbound from the baseline. She goes out to the left wing for Gilly. Trying to fire a pass inside for Reed. Reed able to handle it after the deflection. But then she loses it in the midcourt. Jazz Ward picks up the steal. She throws it ahead to Alyssa Heath. Heath going all the way. And one for Alyssa Heath. And that's going to be the second foul against Katie Reed here in this first half. And a chance for North Posey to get to a 6-point deficit with 1:42 to play here in his first town. As now Kenneth Garland checks in and Katie Reed will exit. So a much smaller lineup now for the Patriots. It's really more of a four guard look for Washington. And now Alyssa Heath steps to the line with a chance to cut into the deficit. She puts it in as another 3-point play is completed by Alyssa Heath, and it's 30-24 in favor of the Hatchets. Double team in the backcourt on a 1-2-2, and they get the jump ball, and that ball is going to go to Noah Posey. And Skyler Green has a tight in the far right corner. And it'll be based on out of bounds for the Vikings. 1:39 to play in this first half, a chance to make this potentially a one possession game. Mallory Lewis triggering the inbound. She throws it into Ellie Johnson. Johnson goes into her lane, pump fakes, and she drugged her foot. She had 2 fingers collapsed on her. She was trying to find Lewis back in the corner, but a traveling violation will be a turnover against North Posey. It'll be a spot inbound out the deep right corner as Katie Reed will now substitute back in for Kyra Shuckman. A little bit of offense defense here for Washington and Gretchen Miles as they throw it in, and they do get it in to Kenna Garland. Goes to the right side for Reed. Back out to the top for Garland. Now it goes out to Aubrey Frank. Out near midcourt at the volleyball line. Frank goes right side for Reed on the ring. Reed skip past to Shea Hawk on the left side now. They go inside for Gilly. Back out right for Frank for a three. As she left it short. It's rebounded by Jazz Ward. Quickly gets it to Alyssa Heath. Heath fires it forward for Kylie Bender, but it's deflected away by Aubrey Frank. As that one goes out of bounds, we'll stay in the cozy. And now, again, offense defense sub as Kyra Shuckman comes in for Katie Reed, who will exit once again as she has 2 personal fouls. Don't want to pick up that third foul if you're a Hatchet fan. Louis tripping in the inbound looking for a teammate. She finds Jazz Warden, cuts to the basket, but can't get the shot to drop in. She puts it too much strength on that one. And quickly away go the Hatchets. Ball goes in the right corner. Now inside for Shuckman to find herself over to do. And she puts it in to stack the score. Seconds to play as Ellie Weatherholt Ellie Johnson walks across midcourt and kicks it to the right side for Lewis. Lewis dribbles to her right on the loop. Now throws left hand pass passing for Jazz Ward. Ward curling her right as she's drawn the foul, and Ward will go to the foul line as this looks like it's going to go against Kyra Shuckman. It'll be the third team foul against Washington. And actually, they call it against Shea Hawk. That's her first personal. So Jazz Ward will step to the line. Ward about a 50% foul shooter on the season as she puts the first one up and in. Her first point of the night cuts the deficit down to 7. Alyssa Heath now subbing back into the game. As also Katie Reed subbing back into the game for Washington. Second free throw for Jazz Ward coming here with 44 seconds to play in the first half. And she puts both of them in to cut it back down to a 6-point deficit. Jayhawk trigger in the inbound as she gets it into Aubrey Frank. Frank being guarded by Bender. Now she's kind of cut off by Mallory Lewis, and Frank will now settle it and walk it across the timeline. Down to 35 seconds here to go in the first half. You wonder if Washington will hold for one shot. They do have a 6-point advantage. Frank is continuing to pound the ball out near midcourt, being guarded by Kylie Bender. Frank going around the back between the legs a couple times, trying to create separation. Bender almost got a steal into the right corner, goes to the ball, dribbles baseline, steps through, looking at contact, no call, but Shea Hawk puts it up and in for 2 points. 34-26, under 10 seconds to play. Ellie Johnson races the other way. Lewis spins baseline on the right side. Step back. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Katie Reed with 1 second on the clock. And that's how we end the first half of action. Both of these calls back. They trail at 26-8 after one. Now they trail 34-26 at the half. We'll step away for a timeout. We'll come back with a halftime show. We'll recap scoring of the first half and get you ready to go for second half action. You're listening to Lady Vikings basketball here on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
Doing one more rep, giving 100% during drills, finishing the game strong.
There's a gratifying lesson in pushing yourself to your limit.
Digging a little deeper.
Refusing to give up. I am Bryce Gray from University High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. In high school sports, when you push your body to the brink, you realize how mentally tough you are.
No matter what challenges come your way, you know you can overcome them.
Your commitment and work ethic as a student athlete helps build the drive you need to handle the physical, mental, and emotional demands of each day.
And with your coach and teammates behind you, you are reminded that you never have to face any of it alone.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can see student athletes overcome obstacles firsthand by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. It's always good to know we have champions of high school sports in the stands. This is learning perseverance. This is developing grit. This is your IHSAA.
The coach down there. Welcome back to North Posey High School as we're at halftime, 34-26. The Washington Hatchets lead the North Posey Vikings. After one quarter, it was 26-8 in favor of the Hatchets, and then North Posey kind of flipped this game on its head a little bit in the second quarter, outscoring Washington 18-8. In fact, they started off with a 12-4 run to begin the second quarter, and they've gotten as close as 6 points. Right now, again, they trail up by 8 points here at the halftime break. And ironically enough, this halftime score was the final score in their last game at Southridge. So the Vikings are already having a better night here tonight offensively. Of course, it's a little bit of low-hanging fruit, as that's probably going to be their season low throughout the entire season. But we'll go through the scoring for both of these sides, and we'll really start with North Posey, as Alyssa Heath is the big catalyst for the Vikings. 16 points in that first half. She made many trips to the foul line. In fact, she hit 5 free throws out of her 6 attempts. Also knocked down a 3, handful of 2s. Drew a couple of key fouls against Katie Reed, who had a little bit of a down half offensively, or really on both ends for the Hatchets. Not really a whole lot from Katie Reed in the first two quarters of play. Ella Weatherholt had 6 points. Jazz Ward and Addie Murphy both chipped in 2 points. That's how you get to the 26 points for the Vikings. For Washington, it was really Shea Hawk and Kenna Garland that got everything going offensively for the Hatchets. They both scored 8 points of the first 16 points for the Washington Hatchets before anybody else got into the scoring column. Shea Hawk led the way with 13 points in the first half. Kenna Garland finished the first half with 12. Aubrey Frank had 3 points. She made a bucket through the foul, and then converted the free throw for an and one the old-fashioned way for 3 points. And then Olivia Gilley, Ella Williams, and Kyra Shuckman all had 2 points as well. And if you notice, Katie Reed did not appear in the scoring column, had her unofficially at 3 shot attempts. She was 0 for 3, had 1 2-point shot that she left short. threw a little bit of traffic on the left side, and she also missed a pair of three-pointers that looked pretty good out of the hand, but were a little bit off the mark. So no points in the first half for Katie Reed. Two personal fouls for Katie Reed. So that is a storyline looking to the second half that we'll have to pay attention to, because if Katie Reed picks up an early third foul, it might present an opportunity for North Posey to get back in this game and maybe even steal a victory here at home against a very good Wauhatchet's ball club. We have about 3.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll step away for another couple minutes. We'll come back, get ready to go for second half action. You're listening to North Posey Lady Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Welcome back to North Posey High School. We're going to start the second half between the Lady Vikings and the Lady Hatchets of Washington. Jordan Fisher on hand here, Dave Hurdle as well. Thanks for joining us here tonight on 98.9 FM, WPIW, or online at NorthPoseyRadio.com. We appreciate you tuning in. The Vikings making a bit of a run in that second quarter. They outscored the Hatchets 18-8 to get back in this ball game after being down 26-8 after one quarter. They find themselves down by 8 points here to begin the second. It'll be Washington Hatchet basketball. And they'll start with it going left to right across the radio dial now, and North Posey will go right to left. They throw in the backcourt for Aubrey French, and we're ready to go on the second half. It's the same starting five for Washington as the guard in front, Dylan Hawk and Reed for the Hatchets, and for North Posey, one change in the lineup. in the second half in place of Ella Weatherholt and Jazz Ward, or otherwise same starting five. Oh, excuse me, oh, Kylie Bender is out there as well instead of Mallory Lewis. So it's Johnson, Bender, Murphy, Heath, and Ward for the Vikings. Katie Reed has it through their line. She spins to her left, follow away, shot too strong. Rebounded as it's tapped by Jazz Ward, and it's picked up by Addie Murphy. Murphy brings it down the right side, looking inside for Jazz Ward. Pass drop, and it's stolen away by Katie Reed. Katie Reed trying to get her first points of the game. She gets it off to the left side at the high left wing for Aubrey Frank. Frank kicks into the corner for Garland. Garland looking in the post now. She throws it to the high post for Katie Reed, who swings it to the right side. Now it goes into the corner for Aubrey Frank. Frank with it, a little pass fake, working a screen and roll with Gilly. Gilly falls down the screen, no foul call. As Johnson gets the handle of the ball, and Johnson going the other way. Her shot is blocked, and she's fouled by Aubrey Frank. As it'll be Frank's second personal and the first team foul here in this third quarter against the Washington Hatchets. Sally Johnson really just took that ball away from Aubrey Frank, saw the passing lane, and literally left the ball as it in her hand. And Ellie Johnson got a chance to get her first point of the game. She missed one shot, her only shot at 70%, but she puts in her first free throw, as she is now in the scoring column and cuts the deficit to 7. 6:59 to play in this third quarter. Second free throw for Ellie Johnson coming on the way. Her second free throw is up off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Katie Reed. Reed gets knocked to the left side for Frank. Frank now pulls it back out to the wing. Into the corner it goes for Garland. Garland brings it out to the wing a little bit outside for Gilly. Now swung back to Garland, left corner three, and she buries it. Kenna Garland starts her hot shot. She's up to 15 points. Kylie Bender for the other way to 3 points. As she puts it in. 4-2. And a timeout by North Posey. It's a 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout of our own. 37-29, 6:38 to play here in the third quarter on your home for Vikings basketball. 98.9 WPIW.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
We're back at North Posey High School, coming up the timeout. There's a lot of pressure in the backcourt, stolen away by North Posey. It's Kylie Bender. Still puts in for 2 points. It's a 6-point game once again. 37-31, 6:18 to play here in this third quarter. As Frank beats the pressure, now she'll walk across the timeline, moving towards the right side of the floor. She goes at the top for Gilly. Gilly swings it to the left for Bender Garland. Garland looking inside the post. They go to Hawk at top. Hawk kicks it back to Garland on the left side. Now goes to the free throw line for Gilly. Gilly loses the handle on the dribble. Ball is loose in the floor. It's picked up by Bender. She gets it over to Jazz Ward. Ward has it poked away from behind by Shea Hawk. And it's stolen away and saved as it goes to Aubrey Frank. Frank now tied up in the backcourt. And a jump ball will go to North Posey. A little sloppy start for the second half for both of these teams, but I think it's credit to the pressure of both defenses. As North Posey just trying to make a mess of it and find a way to chip away at the lead. It'll be Addie Murphy to trigger the inbound. She kicks it in the left corner for this, and he's being guarded by Gilly. Heath works her way into the middle of the lane. All the way shot, can't get it to go in and out. And Shea Hawk rips away the rebound. Now she picks up a dribble in the backcourt. She finds Frank on the middle of the floor. Frank picks up her dribble, and gets it over to Hawk, who walks across the timeline. Hawk trying to go all the way to the rim, draw contact, and then a foul against North Posey. It's a blocking foul against Jazz Ward. It'll be her first personal, first team foul. And Hawk is going to go over the line for two shots. The faithful for North Posey did not like the call. I think it was a bit of a close one. Block charge is always hard to differentiate. But Shea Hawk steps to the line with two free throws and a 6-point lead. Her first free throw is up and good, but now she's at 14 on the night. As Jazz Ward and Eddie Murphy will exit, Mallory Lewis and Ella Weatherholt will check in. 38-31, 5:37 to play here in this third quarter. Shea Hawk's second free throw is on its way. Second free throw up and good, as she is now up to 15 points. Tied with the team lead for Kenna Garland. 39-31 is the score. As Chloe Zhang to live across the timeline. Now she does cross the timeline. Kicks it to the left corner. Kylie Bender for three. Puts it in. 7 points here in this third quarter for Kylie Bender. And she is going to spark plug off the bench. It's a five-point game. Pass goes through with four for Bowden. They break the press. It goes left side for Gilly. Gilly gets to Frank, who's trailing to the top of the key. She now kicks it left side. A little bit of a jab drive for Bowden. Short left corner jump shot off the mark for Gilly. Rebounded by Katie Reed. Reed kicks it to the right side. Now she gets it back at top, drives in, and she draws a foul on the way to the hoop. We got held out by a foul. So looking she was going to take a third step. And that foul is going to be against Alyssa Heath. That's her second personal, the second team foul. 39-34, 4:53 to play here in this third quarter. Washington inbounds the basketball. They go to Reed at the left elbow. Turnaround, face-up, jump shot. Can't get it to go. Katie Reed still scores here almost midway through the third quarter. Johnson races down the right side for McCosey. It goes into short right corner to Weatherhold. Weatherhold attacks middle. Now a little bit of ball fake. Trying to kick it back to the corner for Johnson. She's double team. Johnson picks up the loose ball. Short jump shot for Johnson. Too strong. Rebounded by Katie Reed. Ball goes forward for Garland. Garland kicks the right corner up for three. And it rattles around and drops in as it's now 18 points for Shane Hunt. And a timeout is called. It's a full timeout. We'll see who called the timeout. Washington takes the full timeout. We'll take a timeout of our own. 42-34. The lead is back up to 8 for Washington with 4:23 to play in the third quarter on your home for Vikings basketball, 98.9 WPIW.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
We're coming out of the Washington Hatchets timeout as Coach Gretchen Miles, after an 8-3 from Shen Hawk, decided to use one of her full timeouts. She has 2 fouls and a 30 left to reset the scene for Posey. They have 3 timeouts as Coach Kevin Cole has all 3 full timeouts to his disposal. The 5 out there on the floor right now for the Vikings, Lewis, Weatherhold, Bender, Heath, and Johnson. And the 5 emerging for Washington. Hello, 1 and subbing in out of that timeout. It's more crazy basketball as Ella Johnson walks across the timeline in the middle of the floor. She stops, spins back to the middle, tries to find Ella Weatherhold. Weatherhold works through some traffic. Left-handed shot is no good. And Weatherhold shot off the mark. Aubrey Frank now walking across the timeline as kicks to the right side. Now it goes back to the top of Frank. Frank, one dribble, kicks back out to the left. Now goes top. Katie Reed for 3, and she puts it in. Katie Reed's first points of the game. Up from Valley Reed, going to the 3-50 to play here in this third quarter. And it gives the Hatchets a double-digit lead once again, 45-34. Ball goes right side for Mallory Lewis. Lewis looking inside, looking for Lizzie. He now swings it left side for Johnson. Johnson back to Lewis on the right wing. Lewis for the weather on the top of the key. Now it goes left side back to Johnson. Johnson drives in, stop, back, stop, block by Frank. And Frank now working against the pressure of Ellie Johnson. Johnson really hunting Frank. Now she gets across the timeline over to Shea Hawk. Skip pass to the top of the lob inside for Katie Reed. Reed gets in contact, can't get the shot to go, but she will go to the charity strike. That's going to be the third personal foul on Alyssa Heath. That's a big foul against Posey because that was decision time by head coach Kevin Cole. And it looks like 2 seconds left to Jazz Gordon and Addie Murphy. As Katie Reed steps to the foul line, Katie Reed shooting 76.6% on the season, but she misses the front end. 2 steps coming out of the game by Alyssa Heath and Ellie Johnson. Lewis, Murphy, Weatherholt, Ward, and Bender out there for the Vikings now. Katie Reed's second free throw on its way. Too strong off the back iron. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. So an empty trip to the charity strike from Katie Reed. They go on the right corner for Bender. Bender being guarded by Reed. Now she's doubled. And it's knocked out of bounds by Shea Hawk. And Hawk is near inches away from getting a steal. But it stays on North Posey with 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Baseline out of bounds. Out of the lead to the inbound. We're looking for Jazz Ward inside. Maddie down the right corner. 4-3, Maddie Murphy, too strong. Rebounded by Ella Williams, who pushes it up quickly for Garland. Garland puts it in for 2 points. Jazz is 47-34. A 15-point lead in Washington. Has built the lead up just a little bit here in this third quarter run. Lewis moves it to the middle of the floor. Now kicks it to the right side for Murphy. Murphy looking inside for Weber. Holt skips it left side for Lewis. Lewis puts it on the floor. Now moving to the left side. Now brings it to the middle of the floor. Out to the right wing for Murphy. Murphy trying to get the ball inside. But Washington does a good job of defending. They get inside to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets in contact. No call, but she puts it in for 2 points. 47-36, 2.5 to play in this third quarter. Frank dealing with the 1-2-2-4-4 pressure, and now Morposi backs off the pressure as Kylie Bender just picks her up in midcourt. Drive, pass inside for Ella Williams. That pass, the shot is off the mark, excuse me, rebounded by Morposi. Lewis pushes it up, Bender with a long two from the left side. Can't get it to go, rebounded by Williams, she gets it over to Garland. Garland gets it back to Williams, who now gets it to Frank. Frank will walk it across the midcourt stripe. With under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Out to the top it goes for Williams. Now it goes left side for Garland. They're looking underneath for Frank. Frank on that left block, working against Bender. Fall away, jump shot, puts it in. Aubrey Frank with her 5th point of the night. 1:41 to play in this third quarter. Lewis has it high left wing. Now she moves it to the middle of the floor and over to the right side, being guarded by Frank. Puts it to the left side for Addie Murphy. Murphy looking inside for Jazz Ward. Good defense from Katie Lee. As it goes right wing for Lewis. Into the corner it goes now for Weatherholt. Weatherholt looking inside for Kylie Bender. Now she puts on four, kicks it over to Addie Murphy. Murphy back out to Weatherholt. And Weatherholt throws that pass away in the backcourt. As they've been over in back violation for the minute 12 right here in this third quarter. Here's the top of the Washington. Coming out for the Vikings are Mallory Lewis and Ella Weatherholt. And the substitute for Washington looks like it was Shea Hawk that heads to the bench. Aubrey Frank catches in the back corner, so 10 seconds to walk it across. Being guarded by Kylie Bender at midcourt. And she does get it across. A little hesitation drive. Now she works her way to the right side. All the way jump shot through some contact and a foul against the Vikings. I think it's going to be out of the weather for Haley Johnson. I know they actually called Jazz Ward for reaching in. That's her second personal 14th foul. Yeah, Aubrey Frank will step to the line where she is 9 of 9 on the season and make that 10 of 10. Just a pure shooting stroke from the charity stop. Second free throw on the way, a 14 point lead. Trying to make it 15. Second free throw up and good, nothing but nylon. 51-36, 107 to play. So we want to play here in this third quarter. As Johnson walks across midcourt. Johnson walks to the left side, being guarded by Frank. Trying to clear some space. Step back three at the top of the key. Left it short as he missed the iron. And it'll be Washington basketball, 48.3 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Ella Williams will trigger the inbound for Washington as they get it into Aubrey Frank, who is being guarded by Kylie Bender. Out here, as we put it court. Frank with the left-hand dribble, crosses the timeline, now pulls it back out on the left side. 40 seconds to play in this third quarter. She works it left side, into the corner, goes for Garland. They feed the person for Billy. As Ward gets a hand on the ball, and ties up the basketball to be a jump ball. It'll stay with Washington. 32.8 to play here in the third quarter. 51-36 is the score. It'll be based on out of bounds as Aubrey Frank will trigger the inbound for Washington. This communication, she goes it out top, but Gilly is going to go out to the top. Gilly able to track it down before it crosses the court. And now Frank has it out the volleyball line. Take the roll with Katie Lee at the top of the key. Little hesitation dribble with the left hand. Now she pulls it back down the left side. So Washington might go for one shot here on this possession. 20 seconds to play. Ella Williams with it. She gets it out top to Frank. Now down to 15 seconds. She puts it on the floor, moves it left side. Gives it off to Williams. Williams trying to curl around the right side. Go back left side for Frank. Frank through a double screen. Three points up and good. Three to 48 in the corner. It was a big third quarter for Washington. They grow the lead 54-36 after three quarters. The Vikings have a lot of work to do here. They want to try to get back into this game. Listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage.
Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
We're coming out of the third quarter break as we head to the fourth quarter. Lord Fisher on hand here along with Dave Riddle. Thank you guys for tuning in here tonight on 98.9 WPIW online at NorthPoseyRadio.com. We appreciate you tuning in. Boys basketball will be here tomorrow night as the boys will take on the Heritage Hills Patriots. After a week off, they're looking at the winning streak rolling. You can listen to Chris Pullen on the call for that one right here on 98.9 WPIW, again online at NorthPoseyRadio.com. The Lady Vikings found themselves down by 8.5 after a big second quarter, but then a big third quarter answered by Washington, in which they outscored the Vikings 20-10. They've built the lead up to 18 points, 54-36. As it'll be Addie Murphy that triggers the inbound. She gets into Emily Johnson. Johnson moving left side, getting hounded by Aubrey Frank. Now they go in the short left corner for Jasmine. Ward now works her way inside. Kicks it out right side for Ella Leatherholt. They feed Ward on the right block. She's double teamed. She kicks it down to Addie Murphy, who puts it in for two. So 2 points is scored for Addie Murphy. And now the Washington Hats basketball. Aubrey Frank has the top of the key. Now she'll back it out by the volleyball line. She'll get Washington in their offense. Shane Hawk has it in the right corner, looking inside for three. They go out top for Gillick. Swung left side for Frank. She hit a three from that spot before the quarter. She puts another one in. Aubrey Frank coming alive here the last 2 minutes for Washington. As it's 57-38. Ball goes inside for Alyssa Heath. Heath working through some traffic. She puts it in for two. Alyssa Heath cuts it back to 17 points. 57-40, 7:09 to play in this fourth quarter. Frank fakes the screen, now drives right, puts up a little floater, can't get it to go, as it's rebounded by Ellie Johnson. Johnson pushing the pace down the right side, draws some contact on the drive, going to be a foul against Kenna Burley. Her second personal, I believe, first team foul of this fourth quarter. It's her second personal, to be based on out of bounds. Ellie Johnson will trigger the inbound. A four-low look for North Posey. As they're trying to set a bunch of cross screens, and they do get it inside for Johnson, or excuse me, Murphy. They go right between her legs on the catch. Jay Hawkins away with it, moving on the left side, and now she traveled as she was looking for a teammate, but ended up picking up the dribble and then trying to take that extra step and couldn't get a teammate open. 57-40 is the score, 6:57 to play here in this fourth quarter. As Alyssa Heath will inbound it, as Aubrey Frank applying some one-on-one pressure against Ellie Johnson in the backcourt. They do get into Johnson, who walks across the timeline to the left side of the floor. Double screen at the top, and she gets it off to the right side for Leatherholt. Leatherholt over to Murphy. Big beat Alyssa Heath on the left block. Alyssa Heath working against Katie Reed, goes up against contact, and draws the foul, and I think it was Shea Hawking reaching in on this one. And we'll see who the foul is. That's her second personal and the second team foul. And Alyssa Heath will have to actually cheer to start once again as her first free throw is up and good. Now we're having an official discussion here between a couple players about maybe who the foul call was on. I think Coach Kevin Cole thought it was against Katie Reed, but the officials are going to stick with the call of Shea Hawk reaching in. I think that's Coach Cole trying to get that third foul on Katie Reed just to maybe put a little bit more doubt in the line. Second free throw up and good by Alyssa Heath as it cuts it to 57-42. The Vikings had this game down to 6 points in the late part of the first half and the early part of the third quarter, but Washington has since pulled away as they lead it by 15 with 6.5 to go. That goes left side for Garland. She's being hounded by Jackson, thrown away by Ward. Ward gets it over to Murphy. Murphy races it forward across the court, kicks the right side for Johnson. Johnson head fake, now goes to the top of Murphy. Murphy into the right corner, goes down for Weatherholt. Weatherholt to the top for Johnson, now swung left side for Heath. She'll try a three, and she puts it in. Rainbow three is Alyssa Heath, it's having a huge time for Vikings, and she cuts it back to 12 with 6 minutes to play. Ball quickly goes up to Reed, finds a cutting Gilly, and Gilly is fouled on the shot, so Gilly will go to the foul line. And that will be the second team foul, or excuse me, first team foul against Rosie. So first foul against Addie Murphy, first team foul. Olivia Gilley will step to the line. Gilley on the season, shooting just 45% from the charity stripe. First one, that'll drive the first out. As it slips in, Ella Williams checks into the game. As also, Kelly Bender coming back in. As Addie Hokey will exit. 57-45, 5-56 to play here in this fourth quarter. Gilley's second free throw on the way. Left it short, but gets the drop in. As it did roll in the front of the rim. She has now 3 points on the night. As Ellie Johnson races the floor, he thought about a three from the deep left side, but now puts on four and moves it to the middle of the court. Into the lane it goes. Now right side, they try to feed from the repost, but that throw pass thrown away as they now race for the other way to the hatches. Hawk doubled in the corner, and a timeout called by Washington as Coach Gretchen Miles thought her player was in a little bit of trouble. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout on our own. You're listening to North Posey Vikings Basketball 98.9 WPIW.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Coming out of the watch and hatches timeout as Gretchen Miles uses her final 30. She has two full timeouts remaining. North Posey with three timeouts, all of them being full at the disposal of head coach Kevin Cole. And the timeout resulted because of the ball being in the deep left corner. I think coach Kevin Cole is asking why the ball is being inbounded out near midcourt. Maybe he's talking to the officials about perhaps she traveled, because it did look like she might have shuffled her feet. It'll be Washington triggering the inbound here as Hawk gets it in, and they get it over to Frank at the right side now. Frank looking to post up Katie Reed. Katie Reed has on that left block, and she's trying to find a cutting Gilley. Ball is tied up. She knows Ella Williams. It's a jump ball. It's going to stay with Washington. 5:26 to play in this fourth quarter, a 13-point game. Still a chance for Posey to get back in this one, but they're going to need a little bit of a spurt. Pass thrown out top, stolen away by Alyssa Heath. Heath tried to go coast to coast against Katie Reed. She stops, pops, can't put it in. She left it short, but she's fouled. I'm not sure on the rebound or on the shot. I think it's going to be on the rebound as her arm was knocked away. But Alyssa Heath missed a point-blank shot where I think she just didn't have enough legs through the traffic. And that's going to be a foul against Shea Hawk. Third personal, 13 foul against the Hatchets here in this fourth quarter. Pass goes into Alyssa Heath on the left side, working against Hawk. She gets it out top to Ellie Johnson. Johnson now with it, kicks it back to Heath. Heath on the left wing being guarded by Shea Hawk. Kylie Bender from three from the left corner. In and out, no good. Ball rebounded momentarily by Gilles Wolfen. It goes off her arm and out of bounds. As it'll be Washington Hatchets basketball. 5:05 to play in this fourth quarter. North Posey trying to scrap the ball and get back into this. They get it into Aubrey Frank left side. She's being guarded by Weatherholt, and she blows by her on the left side. Into the left corner goes Katie Reed, will try a three, and she puts it in. Katie Reed, 6 points on the night, all coming in the second half, all coming from the bottom left, as Lily Johnson races into the front court. They kick it to Kylie Bender, left corner, spin, stop, can't put it in, as Evan will miss the ball of the iron, and Katie Reed comes away with it, gets it to Aubrey Frank. Almost stolen away in the backcourt, but Ellie Johnson gets called for the reach-in. I mean, the second team foul against North Posey. Valerie Lewis will check in, and it looks like Kylie Bender will exit. That's the second team foul against Ellie Johnson. Also, Josh Moore checks out. As it looks like Addie Murphy checks back in for North Posey. 61-45 is the score after the 3-pointer from Katie Reed. 4.5 minutes to play. Screen and roll with Frank and Reed. Now it goes left side into the corner for Gilley. Or excuse me, that's Hawk. Now it goes up top for Frank. They're trying to lob it inside for Reed. That one's stolen away by Alyssa Heath. Another Weatherholt with it. She's trying to find Murphy. Now Weatherholt gets it back at the free throw line. Jump shot off the mark. Rebounded by Ella Williams. And then Alyssa Heath picks up the foul 9 feet away from second. And she just got caught being too close to Ella Williams. And that's going to be Alyssa Heath's fourth personal foul and the 13th foul. 61-45, 4:14 to play in this fourth quarter. Looks like Ella Weatherholt will exit. Jazz Ward checks back in. 16-point lead for the Hatchets. get into Aubrey Frank, who's being guarded by Ellie Johnson. Johnson averaging almost 3 steals per game on the season. And she is pressuring Frank all the way up the court. Frank still with the dribble at the right wing. Hasn't given her basketball just yet. Now she gives it up as it's swung to the left side for Williams. Into the corner it goes for Shuckman. Now it goes to Frank as she curls around the screen. Back to the top it goes for Williams. Williams looking for Frank on the left side. She gets it to her. 3:45 to play in this fourth quarter. As Johnson tried to get the steal, to kick it to the left corner for Hawk. Now it goes outside for Garland. To the top of the key for Reed. Reed puts on 4-1 dribble, goes inside the lane, and she's fouled on the layup attempt by Jazz Ward. Libby Ward's third personal, fourth team foul against the opposing. And maybe Reed a chance to add to the lead here. It's a 61-55 lead. Katie Reed only has 6 points tonight, 2 made threes. She missed both of her free throws earlier at the charity site, but she gets this one drop as it hit the front of the rim. Olivia Gilly checks back in as Ella Williams will check out now for Washington. 62-45, 3:37 to play. As Katie Reed's second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's off the rim and left short as it's rebounded by Alyssa Heath. He pushes it across the top over to Ella Johnson on the right side. They're looking for Ward to block. Now Johnson penetrates, kicks left side, moves for three, left it short. Good block out there by Gilly. As Gilly's able to seal off Heath, she gets it to Reed, who gets it over to Frank. Frank fires it forward, up the court it goes, inside to a cutting Garland. Reed gets the rebound and has it stripped away by Murphy. Murphy fires a pass forward for Alyssa Heath. And they're going to say it went off court of Posey. As it was last touched by the Vikings and a turnover, gives it back to Hatches with 3:08 to play here in the fourth quarter. Shuckman gets it in bounds to Frank, who races away to the front court. Into the short corner goes for Gilly, back out to Shuckman. Now right side for Garland, into the corner for Katie Reed. Katie Reed has the right corner looking for a teammate. Now she tries to find a cutting Gilly, but the ball knocked away out top to Aubrey Frank. Frank kicks it left side. Garland will try and retreat. Gone. That'll for the loose ball. Katie Reed comes up with it. Jazz Ward ties it up. And there'll be a jump ball. 62-45, 2:44 to play in this fourth quarter. And it looks like Cody Kirchhoff is getting ready to come in the game. And Kirchhoff is going to come in as a listen youth for exit. Lucy Heath tried to wave off the sub. I respect her for doing that, but at the same time, I think there's a strategy here. Maybe trying to spread the floor a little bit more. Lewis with it right side. She picks it up just inside the arc. Now it goes out top for Murphy. Murphy with it. She picks it left side for Johnson. She's going to have to play in this fourth quarter. It goes out top to Ward. Ward gets it right side for Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff puts on the floor. One dribble pull up. Left it short. Excuse me. And it goes out to Aubrey Frank. Frank picks it up. She drops into the front court. Kicks it to the right corner for Garland. Garland able to control it. As she gets it back to Frank on the high right hand. We need 2 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. It's really all a matter of time now for Washington. Left corner three for Shea Hawks. Left it short. Rebounded by Mallory Lewis on the long rebound. Lewis pushing it up the face. Up the court it goes. Into the lane. A little bit of a fall-away shot off the mark as she left it short. And a tie up for the loose ball as Washington basketball. Been a tough night for North Posey here in the second half. They did a good job battling back in the second quarter, but this Washington is proving to be a little bit too tough. Number 3 and 3A for a reason. They break the pressure as Aubrey Flint kicks it back to Shane Hawk out near midcourt. And Hawk walking to the middle of the floor. A minute 40 to go on the game clock. A 17-point lead for the Hatchets. Ball goes up top for Garland. Now left side for Shea Hawk. They look up top for Katie Reed. He catches it, being pounded by Jazz Ward on top of the key. Ward knocks the ball away. Reed hits the deck. No foul call made. As they're going to call a timeout, I think, even though the ball was called out of bounds off the North Posey. And so it will be a timeout for Washington. A full timeout. We'll take a timeout of our own. 62-45, 1:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Vikings Basketball on 98.9 WPIW.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job.
If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Yeah. Welcome back to North Posey High School. Coming out of the Washington Hackett timeout. 62-45 is the score with a minute 25 on the game clock. As this one's going to be a Washington Hackett's victory, but this is not any short of an effort from North Posey. They've played very well. It's just a matter of putting together the full 32 minutes. As they've had some ups and downs throughout this contest, had some big runs, but also had some big lulls. And you can't afford to have those against the number three team in 3A. So Washington will trigger the inbound on the side and pull the Washington bench as they throw in the backcourt to Aubrey Plank. Plank will work against Kirkhoff as she crosses the timeline as Aubrey Plank kicks it left side for Garland. Garland goes into the corner for Gilly. Now back out to Garland at the volleyball line as he's peppered around the right side of the front. Now Shea Hawk has it left side. He gets the left side of his offense. He recurls to the top of the volleyball line. Now goes right side for Aubrey Plank as Plank fires it to the top for Garland. Garland with it out near the volleyball line near midcourt. Now goes right side for Shea Hawk. Out to Aubrey Frank. Under a minute to go here in this fourth quarter. They go Kitty Reed left side, who's being hounded by Jazz Ward. Kicks it to the left corner for Garland. Frank with it high left wing. Now it's bounced over to the top for Shea Hawk. Hawk puts it on the floor, drives inside, kicks back outside to Aubrey Frank. Frank now sends it to the right side for Garland. Garland back to the top for Hawk. Just a bit of an old school motion offense as Washington is trying to turn the rest of this timeout. Under 30 seconds to play. It goes in the right corner for Garland, who brings out top to Aubrey Frank. Now 22 seconds to play as Frank puts it on the deck. Now moves it left side out to the volleyball line extended. A bit of a half spin to create separation. Katie Reed now with it out near midcourt. Under 10 seconds on the clock. Washington just plays good ball the rest of this time. Shea Hawk holds it out near midcourt. And then a good out the final second. So the final score is 62-45. The Washington Hackett improving 9-2 on the season. 3-0 in conference play. What poses itself is back-to-back losses, but to two very good opponents on Tuesday at Southridge and here at home on Thursday night against the number three team in 3A, Washington. Final score 62-45. We'll step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll recap the scoring in the postgame show. Review their next matchup. Washington Hackett big road victory here tonight to move 3-0 in conference play, 62-45 over the home team North Carolina Vikings. We'll step right. Thanks for listening to 98.9 WPLW.
Attention, Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to North Posey High School. The final score 62-45 as the Washington Hatchets end up pulling away with the victory as the North Posey Vikings. They battled hard, but they ultimately end up falling a little bit short. We'll recap the scoring here as Alyssa Heath led all scorers with 23 points in the contest for North Posey. She was the only player that reached double figures. Ella Weatherholt finished with 8 points. Kylie Bender had 7 points off the bench. Addie Murphy finished with 4 points. Jazz Ward hit 2 points, both from the charity stripe, and then Ellie Johnson had 1 point in the contest. Mallory Lewigs went scoreless in this ball game, as did Chloe Kirchhoff, who also played. Caitlin Seibert, Taryn Wilson, and Isabel Hallam all got to play a little bit in that. It was either the first quarter or second quarter. I can't remember. It was in the first half, but none of them were able to get into the scoring column for the Vikings. For Washington, they had 3 players in double figures. Shea Hawk led their team with 18 points, including 2 made threes and a host of free throws as well. She did a good job of playing kind of all over the court here tonight on both ends for Washington. Kenny Garland had 17 points on 3 made threes. She was 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. Also chipped in 4 2-pointers as well. She had 5 points in the second half after having 12 points in the first half. Aubrey Frank had 10 points in the second half to get to 13. She hit a huge three at the end of the third quarter and another one to kind of open up the fourth quarter scoring to really kind of open this game up a little bit and give Washington the breathing room. She also did a great job of controlling the tempo for the Hatchets. Katie Reed, a very quiet night. She had 7 points in this contest, 2 made threes and 1 made free throw. She was 1 for 4 from the foul line, ended up being 2 for 4 from three, and did not make a two-point shot in this contest. There's only 7 points for Katie Reed, as she came in averaging 18 points per game and had 24 points in her last time out. Olivia Gilley had 3 points. Ella Williams and Kyra Shuckman both had 2 points for the Hatchets. Up next for North Posey, they will be at Evansville Wrights on December 16th. That is, I believe, on Monday, if I'm correct. I have to look at the calendar because I'm not that good off the top of my head. 16th is a Monday. They'll be playing at Evansville Wrights. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock Central Time, so a chance for North Posey to snap a little bit of a losing streak after dropping back-to-back games. They're outside the conference now with a pretty good Wrights team. That'll be a tough test for them on the road, but talking to Coach Kevin Kolb on Monday of last week, it was certainly a key point of emphasis to try to make a challenging schedule and see what this team has to offer. And certainly, while they fell short tonight, they did offer quite a bit in this contest. Up next for Washington, they will be taking on Tell City on Saturday at home. That game will tip off at 30. It'll start off a 3-game homestand for the Hatchets after they wrap up a 3-game road trip. 7 straight wins for the Hatchets. They're 9-2 now on the season. Their 2 losses against South Knox, 1 in a tournament and 1 at home earlier in the season, both happening in the middle of November. So Washington playing some very good basketball here over the last couple weeks. So that'll do it here from North Posey High School. For Dave Hurdle, I'm Jordan Fisher. I want to thank everyone for tuning in here tonight. Whether you joined us on 98.9 WPIW or online, northposeyradio.com. I just want to say we appreciate the support. We appreciate everyone that tunes in. And we appreciate all of our sponsors as well. If you heard a sponsor here tonight, make sure you go visit them. Pay them a visit. Help support their business. As let's help try to grow small businesses here in our small town of Posey County. Tomorrow night, the North Posey boys basketball team will be taking on the Heritage Hills Patriots right here at North Posey High School. You'll be able to join that broadcast with Chris Moreland. He'll bring you all the live action right here on 98.9 WPIW and online at northposeyradio.com. That game, I believe, is set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. So get out here, support the North Posey boys team as they're looking to try to extend their winning streak and build some positive momentum here in the early going of the season. That's going to do it here for North Posey High School. One final time, 62 for Washington, 45 for the Vikings. The Hatchets have proven to 9-2 on the season, 3-0 in conference play. North Posey drops to 4-3 and 2-3 in conference play. Until tomorrow night when Chris Mullen brings you the North Posey Vikings against the Heritage Hills Patriots, this is Jordan Fisher signing off. Thanks for tuning in, and everyone have a good night.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.